From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Deer hunting licenses went on sale Monday, August 1st, and state conservation officers also announced new regulations for the coming season. This year's archery season for deer opens September 17th, and the general firearms season starts the 5th of November. DNR Big Game Coordinator Lou Cornicelli said they're looking forward to another good season. He said deer populations are at or near goals throughout much of the state. Because deer herds are largely within goals, there will be no early antlerless deer season this year and no youth-only antlerless areas available this year. Also, the 16-foot height restriction for permanent deer stands has been eliminated. Cornicelli urged hunters to familiarize themselves with 2011 regulations before the hunting season. The state shutdown is delaying availability of the hunting regulations booklet until mid-month, but the regulations are available now online at the DNR's website. Water quality workshops will be offered in the county later this month. That's important because many households draw their water from our pristine lakes, not to mention the thousands who fish, swim, and recreate in our waters. According to Biz Clark, chair of the Cook County Coalition of Lake Associations, the workshops will identify three major threats to our lakes.
First of all, aquatic invasive species, which is a problem throughout the state. And there's been some new legislation that was promulgated this year by the legislature. We're going to focus on that legislation, and we're going to focus on what people can do to at least keep as many of these invasive species out of our lakes as is possible. The second thing is impaired septic systems. And the county has been working on an ordinance that will better regulate design and construction of septic systems. And the third thing is poor lakeshore management. We're concerned about what lakeshore property owners are doing on their property because what they do really impacts the lakes.
Clark said lakeshore owners should pay special attention to planting buffer zones between their cabins or homes and the shoreline.
We are really encouraging people to plant buffers and to minimize lawn mowing, and please don't use any fertilizers.
Soil and Water, the Lake Associations, and Tofte-Schroeder Sanitary Sewer District are sponsoring two workshops to address these concerns. Elena Berg is the county's water plan coordinator.
The first workshop is down for the West Enders on August 25th from 3 to 6, and there is no cost for these workshops. They're free. So we encourage everyone to come, and it's done at the Schroeder Town Hall. The other one will be August 26th, so the Friday, the next day, from 9 to noon at the Congo Church. Both of them will cover the same information, so if you can't make one, hopefully you can make the other. But it's just a great way to be educated on keeping our waters clean, maybe being able to learn about how you can pass this on to your children, your grandchildren. It's just a great opportunity for our community.
Clark said Lake Association presidents met recently to assess progress made by landowners, and it looks like lakeshore stewardship is taking hold.
And one of the interesting things is, as the state faces severe budget cuts, we also find that we have lost a lot of DNR personnel. The kinds of people who would be out there monitoring the lakes, they're not available. So who is there to watch what's going on in the lakes? It's the lakeshore property owner. So they have to be the eyes and the ears of our lakes.
Berg said the county's Soil and Water District has volunteers to help keep track of water quality. She said it's the third time they've been funded for the project.
We are monitoring this summer 10 different lakes in the county, and we rely heavily on our wonderful volunteers who go out once a month, and they go out and test the temperature, the secchi depth, so they're looking at how clear the water is. And it does fluctuate as the year progresses, because in the summer we get a lot of light, and towards the end of the summer, of course, it's going to be a little less, but if you're starting to see a significant change, then that's an issue. We also look for the chlorophyll A, and we look for phosphorus, and chlorophyll A has to do with algae blooms along with phosphorus.
She said that over time, water quality is being maintained for the most part in most lakes. If a lake's quality starts to slip, her office is aware of it because of the work of lakeshore owners and monitor volunteers. The two water quality workshops are Thursday, August 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Schroeder Town Hall, and on Friday, August 26th from 9 a.m. until noon at First Congregational Church in Grand Marais. A judge has blocked AT&T's plan to build a 450-foot cell phone tower near the edge of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The Associated Press reports Hennepin County Judge Philip Bush ruled Wednesday the proposed tower would likely hurt the scenic and aesthetic resources of the BWCAW. But he says a smaller unlighted tower of up to 199 feet would be okay. The judge sided with Friends of the Boundary Waters Wilderness. The group argued the 450-foot tower's flashing lights would be visible from several lakes and waterways within the BWCAW. AT&T contended one tall tower would do the best job of extending cell phone service east of Ely and allowing paddlers to call for help in emergencies. An AT&T spokesman says the company is reviewing the ruling and considering its options. To help them decide how to proceed with management and improvement of Superior National Golf Course, the county board hired a golf course consulting firm. Sirius Golf Advisors have now presented the board with their evaluation. Most of their improvement recommendations carry big dollar signs. Sirius presented three scenarios to the board, and their recommended choice would spend $4.5 million on course improvements, $161,000 on the clubhouse, plus $30,000 for extras. Of the total $4,724,000 price tag, $1,800,000 would come from 1% sales tax money, requiring financing of $2,924,000. The consultants feel Superior National is being managed more as a municipal course rather than fulfilling its potential as a resort quality facility, thereby limiting its potential for greater income. Sirius calls for a larger budget for marketing, improvements in greens, bunkers, irrigation, tees and fairways, the clubhouse, and basic course design. What Superior National does have, they say, is a great view and location. According to Commissioner Bruce Martinson, the consultants are recommending a smaller, not larger, course.
They recommend going from a 27-hole to an 18-hole course, where 27, of course, maintenance expenses would drop way down. They thought it was more important to have 18 holes of higher caliber than 27 holes that just kind of so-so.
A big concern for the county and the Economic Development Authority has been proper course management. Here the consultants had a strong recommendation. An outside, third-party company should manage Superior National, and it should have no connection with local interests. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.